For the price of a magazine, subscribe to The Guitar Channel to access the full videos. Welcome to The Guitar Channel. I'm super happy to welcome you a new chronicle on how to plug your guitar into your computer. Today, I have with me the one and only Guillaume Jeulin from Blue Cat Audio. Guillaume, how are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Okay, cool. Ready to show us how to use this thing, this audio interface to make some music?
Yes.
Okay, so where do we start?
So let's first plug it into the computer.
All right.
With the USB cable here.
Okay. So here, easy. USB-C from the computer here, which is a Mac, to the audio interface.
And as we can see, it's the light is on, so it's working now.
Okay. So the audio interface is powered by the computer.
Yes, by the Mac. Now I can plug my guitar into the interface.
Okay, where do I plug it?
I choose the instrument input or high Z input. So to play guitar with a computer, you need an interface that has a high Z, high impedance, or instrument input. So
which is not always the case. Sometimes, but sometimes...
Yes, if you plug it into a regular or microphone input, it's not going to sound great. It's not going to work. So you need the instrument input here.
Yeah.
So I plug it into it.
Excellent.
And now I need the headphones.
Yeah. So here on this specific example from Focusrite, there is a little button to switch from microphone to instrument. So this instrument, sometimes it's written here IZ. All right.
Yes. So
and where do we have the sound?
We have the headphones I put here.
Okay.
So I put my headphones in there.
All right.
Here you go.
Here we go. So USB-C. Jack
guitar.
For guitar and
headphones.
The output for the sound.
So here we go.
All right.
We're set up. But
next, what do we do? Where is my sound?
Nowhere.
Okay.
So you need now to...
I'm so disappointed, Guillaume.
You need to open the application on the Mac to be able to process the sound and hear it.
Okay. So let's switch to the desktop. Here we go.
And I'm going to launch Axiom, which is my application for guitar.
Okay. Let's see what happened. And suddenly we should have some sound or not yet? The
not
suspense
yet.
Is killing me.
Not yet. So we need first to set up the audio interface.
Okay.
So in most applications you have something called audio setup, preferences or settings or whatever, where you can set up which audio interface you're going to use. Because there might be several on the Mac. So here I'm going to use the Scarlett Audio, which is our Focusrite interface, as input and output. I'm going to select the sample rate. So the sample rate, the higher the sample rate, the better the quality, but also the more resources you're going to use on your Mac. So usually you want to stick with the 44.1 or 48 kilohertz.
Which is plenty for guitar sound.
It is enough. So I'm going to use the first one. And then you need to set up the buffer size.
Very important parameter. So pay attention.
The buffer size is
what
the length.
What the hell is the buffer size?
It's the length of the audio packets that are going from the audio interface into the software.
Okay, so basically it says how long it's going to take from my signal to go from here, my output by my guitar jack, to the computer, which is going to do the work. Then back to my here through the audio output.
Exactly.
Correct?
So there's going to be a delay between the input and the output, which is called the latency.
Yeah.
So for example, here I've set it up to 128 samples. And in most applications like Axiom, you can see here an estimate of the latency.
Yeah.
So
is it a lot? Is it...
So you cannot get a zero delay between the input and output, just like with any digital system.
Yeah.
You have the same latency issue on the multi-effect processors for guitar. So if you take in consideration the speed of the sound, for every meter, you get around 3 milliseconds delay. So if you play in front of your amp at 1 meter away from it, it's going to take 3 milliseconds for the sound to go from the amp to your ears.
So let's say I am playing guitar in my bedroom, and usually I am standing up like 2 meters or 3 meters from my amp. So it's going to be roughly 10 milliseconds latency.
Yes.
Okay, which is what we used to have forever since we started to play the guitar, right?
Yes, exactly. So we cannot hear it anyway. Yeah. We don't care. Mm. Usually below 20 milliseconds, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Above 20 milliseconds, you're going to hear the latency and you're going to hear a delay between the time when you play and the time you hear the...
Okay, below 20 milliseconds, it's almost impossible to perceive it, you mean?
Yes, for guitar, yes. That's, yeah. So that's definitely fine. So here, with 128, I'm going to have 15 milliseconds latency, which is fine.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it this way. So once the buffer size has been selected, I'm going to select the audio input. So here on the Focusrite, the guitar input is input number 2.
Yeah. So this is one which we are not using, and this is number 2.
Yes.
Okay.
And so number 2 output, there are just 2, so no need to change it. And then, okay. Let's
and
see
here,
if we have sound.
We should have the guitar sound.
Yes.
Magic. Not a super interesting guitar sound, but still, we have some sound.
Be patient.
So, yeah.
We're going to get there. So now we have the sound going from the guitar into the software and then back to my ears, which is fine.
Yeah.
But there's one extra step on the interface that we need to do. It's to calibrate the input because we want to adapt the input of the interface to the level of the guitar.
How do we do that,
To do that, you select the... the pickup with the highest output, which is here my bridge humbucker. And then you're going to adjust the input level of the interface.
Yeah.
Just like you would do on a mixer or on your regular guitar multi-effect. You want to make sure that you're not going to overdrive the input. But the level has to be, at least at a minimum level, so that you don't have too much hiss and you can hear the guitar.
Yeah.
So the way I do it here is I'm going to play as loud as possible with my guitar on the highest level pickup.
Yeah.
Increase the level until it reaches here you can see color. So I think yellow is just fine.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get into the red area.
Should we try to go to the red zone?
We can try. Just watch out your ears.
Be careful. We don't want that.
Yes.
What just happened here?
Yes, exactly. So we want to avoid that. So we want to make sure that we are always in the green or maybe sometimes in the yellow area. But never
when
red.
We went to red, we basically overloaded the input of the audio interface. So
exactly.
We had some saturation, but which is the bad kind of saturation,
it's
right?
It's digital clipping, so it's awful for a guitar.
Awful. Don't
awful
do that.
For any instrument.
All right.
So, I'm going to try to stay in the green area, which seems to be fine here.
Yeah.
Okay. And
okay.
So it's calibrated. Now we can play. And we are not going to overload the...
Now the hardware part is done. We shouldn't be... unless we change guitar or change guitarist, we don't need to change this level anymore.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Let's go back to the computer.
So now we are of the sound going in and out of the computer.
Yeah, which we see on
the software,
left.
But I have not loaded any presets, so it's just a basic... I mean, the sound is going direct through. It's the dry sound. I'm going to load a clean preset here. I like the disc as one.
Here we go. Woohoo! Let's celebrate. We have some nice guitar sound.
And
cool.
We can play and change the sound and do whatever we want with it.
So we have here a stereo setup. So can we stress this part? And I don't know, ping pong delay or space reverb. I don't know, something really lush and luxurious.
Let's use an analog delay, for example, or maybe a tape delay here.
You have a tape delay in Axiom. Woo!
Multiple tape delays. You can actually write your own tape delay with this delay.
Nice. Here we go. Nice. Can we add some crunch?
Sure.
I see Green Dist. What the hell is that? Should it... is that your Tube Screamer version?
No, it's just one distortion which user interface is green, but nothing to do with the...
Okay.
I think there's a lot of mids in there. Let's try it out.
Yeah. Lovely.
Here you go.
Excellent. So we here we can see on the left hand we have the mono input of the guitar.
Yes.
And here on your audio interface we have the stereo output which you hear at the moment. Excellent. Yes. Congratulations. We are just able to set up. Hold on a second. So congratulations. We are just able to set up in below 10 minutes your audio interface to produce some cool sounds. So first, you will have to plug it through USB to your Mac computer. Very important to use the correct input.
Yes.
Never use the microphone input. So it has to be IZ, high impedance or instrument as it is in this case. You have to do the calibration. So yes. Stay in the green, maybe a little bit of yellow, but never go to red.
Exactly.
Correct. And then after that, the rest is the setup within the computer to have the guitar sound.
Yes.
Good.
And just play and have fun.
And have fun. All right. Thank you very much for a great conical, Guillaume. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For the price of a magazine, subscribe to The Guitar Channel to access the full videos.